This Rise Guys podcast is fueled by the best beer on the planet, Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Brewed locally by Thomas Creek Brewery and created especially for the P1s.
Yeah.
Ask for it by name. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Find a location near you at 933theplanetrocks.com. Drink responsibly. Now cheers. You're listening to the Rise Guys Morning Show. 93.3 The Planet Rocks.
Good win.
I hope it is definitely.
Rise Guys Morning Show, good morning to you. It is Friday. It is good. 7:08. We're in our 26th.
Yes.
Our 26th of the Rise Guys 28-hour broadcast for Toys for Tots.
Yeah, P1 Sweet Mother Fudger and P1 Magman, that's her husband. I asked him, hey, are you P1 Father Fudger? He's like, no. I'm P1 Magman.
She's P1 Queen Mother Fudger.
Yeah, that's right.
Yes.
Queen Mother Fudger.
She's the queen.
Sorry. Yeah, they brought out a bunch of toys, donated a huge donation of toys.
And she made some the Rise Guys blend of fudge.
Yes.
And it has her faces on it.
You're talking about some of the best fudge in the world, man.
It's called What the Fudge.
Yes, I love it.
Nice little play on words. Thank you, Mother Fudger.
Thank you so much.
The queen. We appreciate
that. Yes.
So here we are. It is, I was telling somebody yesterday, I was like, you know what the toughest part of the 28-hour show is?
Driving home?
Yes.
Well, I don't have to worry about that. No, it's, truthfully, it's not so much the keeping the motivation, because the motivation is the kids. It's not the staying awake so much as it is. It's saying the same thing over and over again, but trying to put a different spin on it or whatever.
Yeah, it does get tricky. It does.
I mean, I'm not trying to guilt you right now. No. I'm just trying to tell you that if you didn't do what you're planning this weekend, or maybe you don't get that new top or whatever it is, and a child could have a Christmas because of it.
Yeah.
I ain't trying to guilt you into it. I'm just telling you the way it is.
Exactly. I mean, look, it makes you feel good to do this, probably better than going out and drinking some of that money tonight would.
Matter of fact,
a lot better than going out and drinking some of that money tonight would.
Absolutely.
I guarantee you'll feel better tomorrow morning.
Yeah, you'll feel a lot better.
Oh, yeah. But whatever you can do, and again, if you're on your way in to work, we're right here at the Well, downtown Greenville, right here, the power artery of downtown business goes right beside us.
Yes.
The main artery.
One of those things where people love to procrastinate these days. We talk about it all the time on this show. It pops up in news and science studies and stuff like that. But this is one of those things where if you procrastinate, it doesn't happen again for a year. So you can't do that with this. You have to seize the opportunity while it's here to be seized. Otherwise, you have to wait a year to do it again.
Why you got
to
say seized?
You have less than 3 hours.
Oh, I'm sorry. I wasn't thinking.
Hurtful.
Yeah.
Hurtful. I didn't mean that way, Matt, man.
No,
I promise.
Okay.
I promise I didn't.
Seize the day, Jimmy. You have to. But whatever you can do to help. Again, like I said, we're right here at the Bonscore Wellness Arena, where you come for your concerts and all your great hockey games and all this stuff. The Marines are standing there on the medians with their big, what do we say?
Water jugs.
Money jugs.
Mm-hmm.
Money jugs.
Yeah.
That's right. They're out there taking your cash donations. If you don't have time, or a lot of people say, I don't know what kids today want, fine. Paige went out last night. What was your total number you spent?
$10,000.
$10,000.
Well, I mean, because they matched for the five.
Yeah.
So Paige went out and spent $10,000, and then all this other money here in the next week to 10 days, we'll go out to a different toy store and be able to spend that out.
Wow. Yeah, we will. We'll be able to go back out with
I do love that.
That one big check and all these other donations that have come in excess of $5,000, that we'll be able to go spend that on another shopping spree. So, look, stop by, drop off a few dollars. We'll go spend it on toys.
You know what game show I wanted to be on when I was a kid?
Supermarket Sweep?
Supermarket Sweep.
Really?
Me too, man. I don't know how I knew that about you, but me
game
too.
Game plan. Okay, let's see how close of best friends we really are. Nine, if we're on Supermarket Sweep, where do we go first?
Going to Meats and Cheeses.
Wheels of cheese.
Yes.
The wheels of cheese were like $50
and
$60.
Yeah, the giant
wheels
of cheese.
The wheels of
and then
cheese.
The big 3-foot-long meats, man.
Yes. The big Italian dried sausage.
Yeah.
Stuff.
Like a summer sausage, but it's like the size of your leg.
That was charcuterie before charcuterie.
Yes. Yeah, you go to those things and you will win.
Yeah. Well, that's a fun show.
I would have dominated Supermarket Sweep.
I think I would have done well on that in Card Sharks.
Yeah, but not Shop Till You Drop, which also came on Lifetime after Supermarket Sweep.
Yeah, not unless they had, some kind of motorized vehicle.
Yeah.
I would have dropped going down the second aisle.
<Uh-oh>. been,
all right, we're going to go to break and come back and get this man some oxygen. That was the best show, though. Supermarket Sweep. It was good. But the point there is that to be able to go in and, not frivolously, but to get in that mindset of being a child with unlimited funds in a toy store is pretty awesome, you know?
Yes, it is. The need, by the way, is those kids 10 to 12 years old. The slightly older kids don't get as much stuff, so bring stuff for them, and if you drop off cash, we're going to be shopping with some of them in mind, certainly when we go on our shopping spree in a week or two.
God, P1 Zenny, I tell you what, eventually I'm going to fire a fat boy and hire her. She just sent a great idea.
You could
sell the chance to go on the shopping spree with us for additional monies for Toys for Tots.
Yeah. That's nice.
I mean, God, I would do that.
Me too.
Don't charge me. I have to go.
Oh, okay.
But that'd be fun just to go and go on a shopping spree. And plus, it's for charity.
Yes.
Yeah. Good ideas, Annie. Maybe we work that in. Maybe
Great
we let
ideas,
you go
Annie.
For free for coming up with the idea.
It's her idea. She gets in for free. Absolutely.
For free.
That's only fair, Matthew.
Yeah. And again, thank you to Joe Gagnon and the fine folks at Fox Carolina for being here all morning with us and doing live shots.
Yeah.
And if the sign that I held up earlier actually made it on TV, I apologize.
Yeah, it didn't.
I don't think it did. It was too lightly written.
Yes, it was lightly written. You know, if you're going to get a sign
Let's
on TV.
Let's try it with Paige's phone number right now and see if it works.
You know, it's like when you go to wrestling. If you want to get your sign on TV, it has to be those thick,
dark
letters.
Thick markers. Yep. Yeah. Yeah. Can't do it with just a regular Sharpie.
Yeah, and there's somebody texting in right now, how long does Toys for Tots go on? We're doing this till 10 a.m. this morning at Bonsecours Wellness Arena.
Yes. But management said yesterday, next week, if folks want to drop off toys at the radio station, that will still go toward the collective.
Okay, fantastic.
Yeah.
Good to know.
Yeah, that's right. So, and how about this? The first person that comes up to me with a brand new toy, mm-hmm. or comes up to us,
yeah.
comes up to the table and says, hey, here's a toy to go in the bin. We're going to give you a family four-pack of tickets to see the Swamp Rabbits win tomorrow night.
Yeah.
Not to
that?
Play, to win.
Yes, we have hockey tickets to spare. I still have, I think there might still be some under the table, and I still have quite a few pairs sitting right here on the table in front of me.
Yes. Perfect.
Yes.
All right, so we'll give you a family four-pack, or if you don't have a family, a friendly four-pack.
Yeah.
Or if you don't have any friends, you know, go make some and get these tickets.
Yes, absolutely.
That's the way to do it. It's all for the kids. Ultimately, you know, I was telling Sweet Sonia Kennedy yesterday, I said, don't you wish that you could just bottle up the meekness and the purity of children?
Absolutely.
And that it could go on that through. Because we just become hardened by the world.
They're so innocent.
It's like I said with my Uber driver the other day, I don't know if I should have trust what he said, but, oh, I've got all these problems. Because
uh-huh.
we just become bent to not trusting people.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, like, I don't trust Paige as far as I could throw her. But I'm very weak.
It's
I can't
harder.
Throw you very far.
Yeah, that's true. I'd break your back.
Oh, please. Please. But, you know, so to think about those kids that won't have anything other, and it's not because their parents don't care. It's because parents might not have anything.
Yeah.
Right.
Let's be honest. Power, water, and food might be more important than toys at that point.
You never
so
know.
They take care of that, but that's where the community comes. And that's also where we meet all these folks every year and say, I do this because my life has gotten better and I was a recipient as a child.
Mm-hmm.
So that stuff helps the next generation. I fully believe that. You teach kids charity at a young age, it'll be, you know, it'll be there when society needs it down the road.
Sure.
Absolutely. Give them the benefit of the doubt. I mean, don't sit there and be like, well, their parents should have done better. They should have, you know, tried harder, should have saved better. No, don't. Just give them the benefit of the doubt.
Yeah.
And a little kindness goes a long way. And just think of how little of an effort that you make just to make a kid happy.
Yeah. Think of how disappointed you would be on Christmas morning to not have toys.
Yeah.
Still, to this day, I'd be very disappointed.
You heard about Paige talking about her toys earlier in headlines.
Yeah. I don't advise those at all. I don't have any. You can give them to me for Christmas like I usually get from the Rise Guys.
I used to give Paige one every year.
And I never took them home,
yes.
Especially the one.
It had a suction cup on it.
You probably saw it, Rob.
Yeah, we used it as a coat hanger.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that thing.
Many coats.
I don't even
lots of coats. The thing was huge.
Honestly, I opened it up, but I don't think I ever touched it.
We're going to get you a revolver with a bunch of them.
Thank you.
Gatling gun.
If right. You would take it from me instantly, I wouldn't even have it.
You wouldn't have a choice.
No.
All right, we're going to take a break. Much, much more of the Rise Guys. At least, the 2.5-3 hours worth. Join us if you can. Do what you can. But I know you got social media, so place it on there if you would. Throw us a retweet. Share it to your story. Follow Rob Inario on Instagram, at Rob Inario, R-O-B-I-A-N, and then it'll fill it itself out. He's giving $1 for every new follow that he gets.
Yes, he is, up to 1,000.
Up to 1,000, yes. So, all right. Here we go. It's the Rise Guys 28-hour Toys for Tots extravaganza brought to you by attorney Rob Inario live from the well. We'll be right back.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show with Matt, Nine, Paige, and Fat Boy.
93.3 The Planet rocks.
Hey, yo, hello. You ready to catch a contact? Well, then grab some Visine and let's do this. It's now time for Nine's best damn audio. Yo, Nine, hit this, brother.
In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, now exhale.
How you guys doing?
Great, how are you, Jim?
Doing well. You ready for some best damn audio?
I'm ready. You've all been right. Teasing us all morning long with all this.
Yep. Someone found a stranger in the Alps. We'll get to that in a few minutes. But first, this thing that happened on Wheel of Fortune.
Wheel of Fortune.
This was, I believe last Friday evening this took place. Because I think on Saturday it's a rerun.
You watching it live, Fat Boy?
No, I miss Wheel of Fortune, man. It comes on at 11 or 7, yeah.
You always check out Jeopardy.
Still watching the news at 7?
I was thinking it was Price is Right. I got them backwards. No, I don't watch Wheel. That's one of the more boring ones.
It is. It's like a baseball game.
It's like Hangman that takes forever to play.
I'd really Jeopardy.
I mean, if you really like Wheel for playing the puzzles, there's eight humpteen games on your phone that you can just run through them.
What happened? A tee went off and Vanna didn't hear the boing.
Well,
she didn't turn around and swing the tee around.
There was one letter missing from the answer on the board. There was only one letter missing.
Okay.
Bridal and blank old shower.
Bridal and blank. Bridal and bit?
No, the one letter missing was before the letters OLD.
I don't know.
It was before and after, probably.
Yeah, it was a before and after. Yeah. Absolutely.
Okay, before and after, and it says what on the screen?
Bridal and blank shower. Now, the blank word has the last three letters, OLD, on the board. The first letter of that four-letter word is missing. So you see a blank space, OLD, shower.
I think I know it.
I would on this one.
Well,
does anybody else? I guess I have to have it in front of me to see it.
Here, you want me? I can write it down real quick.
I know it. I'm pretty sure I know it.
Okay, let Fat Boy have his.
Was going to mess up the clip. I can wait.
No, just if you're thinking
just
what I think you're thinking, then go ahead and play the clip.
Play the clip. I don't
Melanie's
need to
guess was the same thing I would have guessed, and probably definitely the same thing Fat Boy's guessing.
I'd like to solve.
Okay.
Bridal and gold shower.
Sorry.
Oh my God.
I'd like to solve.
Okay.
Bridal and cold shower.
Yeah, that's
Oh, Lord.
They take offer if you don't say it right, too. Because Kelly Ripa was one of the answers, and people were saying Ripa.
Ripa.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Ariana Grande.
They count off for that.
Wow.
So
gold shower.
Melanie, I'm right there with you. And I think Fat Boy was as well.
Yeah. I couldn't see it, but I probably would have went the deviant way.
Absolutely, man. Absolutely. We've all seen enough South Park.
I know it happened there. It could happen anywhere.
It could happen anywhere in the world.
That would be golden, not gold.
Yeah.
It's never just called gold. It's always
when an old person does it, it's a silver shower.
Oh, no.
You don't have that clip.
No, I don't.
It takes forever.
I don't have the clip of the old person.
It's like a slow starting rain shower. Drip. Drip.
And then that prostate trouble get you.
It's going to come up a storm. Or I got low T1.
Let's see.
Oh, boy.
Well,
that was good.
We'll continue right along on the theme of the first clip into the second clip. I want to introduce you to a woman in Jacksonville, Florida. Her name is Parul Patel. She owns a gas station. She recently had to put up a sign that you should never have to put up in a business. You know, gas stations have microwaves in them that the public can use.
Yeah, man.
She had to put up a sign about something. Again, you should never have to put this sign up. Here you go.
We got sick and tired of people bringing in their urine containers. They're just random people walking. And when we try to stop these kind of people, they become so aggressive with us. She started cussing at me. And she said, well, where is the sign that says you can't use this for this kind of purpose? And that gave me an idea. I said, you know what? If that's what you're asking me, then I'll put the sign saying this is only for food use and not to use for your urine or anything else.
The place is right near a couple of different labs in Jacksonville that do drug testing. So people will go up in there with a sample from someone else, put it in the microwave for a few seconds, then go try to pass it off as their own.
Oh, gosh.
And they had to put up a sign saying, now, if you see
how
that sign, you're not
going
to put your burrito in that dang microwave.
No.
Uh-oh. No. How did they word the sign?
Yeah, what did it say?
I'll see if I can find a picture of the sign. I saw it, but I don't remember exactly the wording of it.
God, if you had to hang a sign for all that stuff, you wouldn't have any window space. You couldn't see in or out.
I saw a handwritten sign at a business recently, and it said, don't put paper towels in the C-O-L-M-O-D-E, the cold.
I used that same one that same day.
The cold, you were with me.
Yep.
The cold mode.
I know exactly where that is.
The cold mode. I didn't.
So on the front, on the,
I shoved them in the toilet, though.
The door of the microwave over the window where you would be able to see your burrito heating up. Only for food use. Do not warm urine. Keep microwave clean. Thanks.
Wow.
That's exactly. Now, you're not going to put food in there after you see that sign on there because
gosh.
You know that sign's there because somebody put some in there.
No.
Ew.
And then you're not going to put, you're just going to, you'd rather eat that burrito frozen.
Oh. Yeah, you just
lay it up, whatever I was going to warm up on the rotisserie there beside the taquitos.
Just watch it roll down.
Rotate with the hot dogs.
Give up. Go eat somewhere else.
Oh, man.
That is just rank.
Yeah.
Thank you.
That's the world we live in.
Yeah, it is. It really is.
And right now, we did this in sports, but that's been over an hour and a half ago, so I'm going to do it again. Ladies and gentlemen, he was victorious on Saturday night. UFC fighter.
Best.
Your new favorite heavyweight. Derek Lewis.
The Beast.
I'm here with the winner, Derek Lewis. Derek, why'd you take your pants off?
My balls was hot.
I understand.
Well, you think somebody told Joe to ask him why he took his pants off? Or?
I mean, if you walked up to interview somebody and they're taking their britches off right there in the octagon,
yeah, I mean,
my first, what'd you do, wet yourself? What's happening?
I think Joe was just observing what was happening and then asked him why.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe, you know, he figured there'd be a fun answer to that, and there was.
It's like, oh, no, man, I'm tired. Oh, no, I'm hot, you know. Well, he did say that specifically.
Yeah. He kicked me in the cup, you know.
Ow.
I think my cup's broken from being kicked.
I've been there before, man.
Broken cup?
No.
Oh,
just
yeah, uh-huh.
Situations where I just couldn't get my pants off fast enough.
Yeah.
I'm not even talking sexually or dumpingly. I'm talking about
heat.
Yeah. Just, you know, we're literally had to peel them off of you.
You must have been outside Saturday.
I was.
Oh, yeah.
I was. Yeah, I was.
So there's the legend, Derek Lewis, and.
Well, he's honest.
Since we have Will Law from Thomas Creek Brewery on his way in just a few minutes to talk to us all about the Halloween party.
Yeah.
I've only done 4 clips for this Best Damn Audio, so we're all the way to the end already.
Oh, my.
My balls was hot.
Okay.
Yep. Still are. So, I referenced what would happen if you found a stranger in the Alps.
Remind me where the Alps are.
Well, partially in France.
Okay.
There's some Swiss Alps.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I was going to say the French Alps, but it sounded wrong in my head.
But when I reference Finding a Stranger in the Alps, I'm referencing the edited for TV version of The Big Lebowski when John Goodman is wailing on a Corvette with a golf club saying, this is what happens when you find a stranger in the Alps, as opposed to,
Oh, yes.
So
coconut shrimp.
He's wailing on the Corvette with a golf club. And that brings us to this clip here, which is,
my balls is hot.
Just a lady who filmed her neighbor across the street.
Lil Wayne song.
Quite literally beating this is a very nice neighborhood, by the way. I mean, very, very nice neighborhood. You can see the houses in the video. It's swanky area.
Beating the brakes off somebody, is that what you're about to say?
No, quite literally beating the brakes off a Corvette in her driveway. Oh. Old dude must have did something because she's wailing on the car. You get to hear every she's got a big old wrench, man.
Was it a red one?
No, it was black.
Oh.
It was a new one. You can go for it. She's just wailing on it with a giant 3-foot wrench, just beating the hell. So everybody's trying to figure out.
She's getting the body, too, because you don't hear any glass.
Oh,
yeah, yeah. I mean, she's just mainly doing body damage. But then again, she hits the windows some, but you know that. Look, you got to be the damn Incredible Hulk to break a car window.
It's fiberglass.
Yeah, she can beat up the body of the car all day, but you have to be stout as hell to break a car window with anything. Unless you just know how to hit it and you got one of them things they use to break them. You remember me when I was trying to break that window out of my pickup truck in Atlanta after somebody locked the keys in?
Dude,
when we went to the UFC fight?
That was the best story. One of those stories that we just don't tell enough.
It'd be a better story if it was somebody else's truck.
Right. Yeah, but it was great that Boss Rutten's the one who helped us out.
Yeah, that was nice of him.
The legend, Boss Rutten.
Old base.
Old boss.
Well, he didn't actually help. He just stood there and watched for a minute while I tried to All right, I was hitting my truck's back window with a crowbar out of my toolbox, and it wasn't going to budge. Mm-mm. It just wasn't.
I had locked the keys in Nine's truck at the, where were we?
Phillips Arena.
Phillips Arena for UFC 110.
That's the funny part. We were going in the back door of Phillips Arena, and we got over to the back door, and Matt realized he had his pocket knife in his pocket still. So I gave him the keys to the truck to go put his knife in the truck.
Story.
So he opens up the truck door, sticks his knife in his pocket, tosses the keys in the truck, locks the door closed.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
And the first thing you said walking back was?
My balls was hot.
That's why.
Oh, boy.
I left the windows cracked for that.
Yeah. And then Boss Rutan and I don't remember who else. One of the TV broadcasters, not Mike Goldberg or anybody, somebody else from back in the day.
Yeah.
But they walked by and we're talking to them and they're like, hey, what's going on, guys? I think they just wanted to make sure we weren't trying to steal a car.
Right.
Which, no, Boss Rutan, don't kill us. But... and they didn't actually help, but they did advise us on, well, it's going to be hard to break that window. And I'm like, no crap. I've been beating on it for 10 minutes. And so what wound up happening was I used the crowbar and my pocket knife to pry open the window. And I literally pried the window out of the back of the truck.
Yeah, the one that, like, you could open up a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Popped you right out.
And then about a week later, me and Matt were on 85. And I had a replacement window in. But it wasn't...
attached.
It wasn't set in yet. Like, I had just gotten it, so I had to ride around with my windows cracked. I had to ride around with the windows up or cracked, whatever the hell it was. I don't remember.
I don't either.
But anyway, Matt either put the window up or cracked it down, whichever one he wasn't supposed to do.
Out.
And it fell out in the median going up 85 past Pelham Road.
God.
Oh, my God.
It blew right out, and it smashed.
I'm a curse. I'm worse than Drake.
Yeah. But then after that, P1 Trick or Treat fixed it for good.
That's right. Thank you. Thank you, family.
Yep.
He's
appreciate
a force.
That, family.
So there's that, and well, yeah, I'm going to share the video of that lady wailing on the Corvette because I know a bunch of y'all are car guys, and you'd love to see that.
Oh, my goodness.
And you'll be able to see that in just a moment at Facebook.com/RiseGuys.
But no video of me knocking out your window.
No. I wish, man. I wish we had. If we had video of that, it'd be way better.
All right.
Text the Rise Guys. Just tickle your keypad at 72341. You're listening to the Rise Guys Morning Show.
93.3 The Planet.
Rocks.
It's Rise Guys Headlines with Paige and her big old hoo-has.
Well, a guy disguised himself as a very convincing woman to use a stolen credit card to buy one particular item, and that item is still on the loose. There's a 29-year-old guy named Bryant Farfan, and he's from...
Did you say fart fan?
Farfan. F-A-R-F-A-N. Farfan.
Oh.
It's the best I could do. There's no T, unfortunately. I wish.
I'm sure he wishes it wasn't
there. Yeah, so he's in Largo, Florida. And last month...
I'm a fart super fan.
Yes, you are. And you do so well, I have to say. And last month, he dressed as a woman so he can use this stolen credit card to buy a French bulldog from a pet store.
Oh, fart fan.
Woof.
Woof, woof. And the dog is still on the loose. So he kind of looked like an uglier Catherine Zeta-Jones.
Well, if he's a man, he's lasers. Still doing pretty good.
With a dark wig and... you know. So anyways, the cops just located him yesterday and arrested him, and the puppy hasn't been found yet. And the police say that they're following some leads, and they believe that the puppy's okay. But
okay, I'm looking at the mugshot.
Oh, he looks nothing like Catherine Zeta-Jones to me.
Yeah, I was about to say, who said he looked like Catherine Zeta-Jones? He looks more like Michael Douglas.
He looks more like a bad drag queen.
All of the above.
Looks like a radio legend.
Old fart fan.
So anyways, the dog is worth $4,000. So he stole some woman's card and tried to get this dog and tried to be a convincing lady.
Who sets the prices on these exotic pets?
I mean, breeders.
That's exactly who he is.
$4,000 French bulldog? Great. A $4,000 dog that can't breathe right.
Yeah, I know. My sister has one and constant health problems. And he doesn't move because he has arthritis now.
Winston.
Behind the shed. No, it's
Hampton.
I knew it was something like that.
Best friend.
A fancy dog name.
I never met the dog. I know his name, though.
You never met the dog.
You meet dogs.
Yeah.
It was like a...
Well, you have to go to Boston now if you want to do that.
Oh.
It was like a pimp.
Well, that's
like
a
pimp with long hair.
That's the other.
Is it my Hampton?
The Catherine Zeta-Jones fart fan.
Fart fan.
Oh, fart fan.
Fart fan. But the French is smaller than the other bulldog, right? The English bulldog? They're a little tiny, little.
They both got a big set on them.
All right.
So. I want a Bullapoo. Do they have those?
You can get whatever you want, I'm sure, if you're willing to pay the price and go to a breeder.
I want a German Shepapoo. Do they have that?
Shepapoo.
Let's make a new strain of dogs.
A shepherd and a poodle would be a Shepapoo.
A Shepapoo.
All right.
Yeah, I want a Snickerdoodle. A cookie, not the dog.
You get a Winnie Waller.
What is that?
Rotten weenie.
Okay. Rotten weenie. Oh, man. Poor Rusty.
He's so cute, though. You can't resist him.
Well, he was a jerk last night.
Does he have his own wardrobe? Does he have a closet for his clothes?
He has a jacket now. You saw it.
I saw it. I'm up on his fashions. Mm-hmm. Oh, Rusty.
Yeah, the scarf, he really bought that, though.
Yeah, he did. He has a list for Christmas. He says, I'm not going to wear the same thing I wore last year, and Dad.
It depends on the dog if you can put clothes on or not. Sometimes I see people with German Shepherds wearing clothes, and it doesn't make any sense because they're clearly built for cold weather with that coat of hair.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you put a German Shepherd in a Nazi uniform. That was just odd.
I did not. Cruel. I came home and she had that on.
Oh my goodness, Inga.
I don't know where she got it.
Like, is she howling or peeing? I can't tell right now. She's standing on three legs.
Heil fat boy.
Oh, no.
Donna.
Donna. That's so funny.
I'm out here taking a Hitler. Leave me alone.
Oh, boy. That's not good. So many different levels.
Since Fat Boy's beard is now white, can we call him Fatman?
Yeah, you know what?
Too, you
off
know.
Of, I don't get the reference.
Half Jewish, Fatman.
Add it to
M O N.
White beard.
Yeah.
I like it. I must find a way to come to work with a different face.
God,
how are you going to do that?
When you find out, let me know.
It's your face transplant.
Yeah, I was snapped this morning. I need to get some castor oil. It helps grow back eyebrows, apparently.
Is that the deal?
It's amazing that people know all these little things. Like, somebody's been there, done that.
Yeah. Hmm. Oh, they do have Shepherdoodles, they call them, Matt.
Shepherdoodles?
Yeah.
That's a beautiful dog, man.
It is.
Do they shed, though?
I imagine.
Because poodles aren't supposed to shed. That's why people like them so much.
German Shepherds shed like hell, so it probably does.
Yeah.
Get a bull doodle.
Nightmare
dog.
Yeah. I have a German Shepherd Husky mix. My life is just a hell.
Yeah, you vacuum everywhere.
Now, Rob's dog is cool because Rob's dog is marked exactly like a German Shepherd, but in the colors of a Husky. It's a really cool looking dog.
Oh, wow.
Timmy has? What does he have?
A cat.
Cockapoo?
Bear costume.
Yeah. Who can remember?
Oh, well.
He's
got a kitty. A little black kitty. All right, well...
Had, fat boy, had.
There's some...
Parts unknown.
Exciting information that was released from the American Farm Bureau Federation.
Yeah?
They did an annual study on how much it should cost to serve Thanksgiving dinner for 10 people this year. So,
who has that big of a family is what I want to know. That you want to hang around with.
I know, it was like Bebe's Kids Thanksgiving.
Feed.
Bebe's Kids.
I come from an Italian Catholic family. It's 10 is nothing.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, but that you still speak of. I'm talking about a Southern Baptist family.
Well, as an Italian family, we don't really like each other, but we feel obliged to get together, and then we determine who's the most important by talking louder over the other person that's not as important as us. So it's basically, you need earplugs for an Italian family.
Sounds like
imagine. Yeah.
Do you all speak with your hands?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's an animated dinner. I want to be there.
There's a lot of animation.
I'm sure.
When in Rome, Paige. Georgia. Say hello to Marty London.
I've been to an Italian dinner sort of thing because I dated a guy. And, oh, boy. You know, they eat fast. And I'm a slow eater. So I was just like, they were already done and walking away from the table. And I said, wait a minute.
That's because most of them grew up with, like, 5 other siblings. So if food's left on the table for even a second, it gets eaten by somebody.
Spicy meatball.
Exactly. Well, so for 10 people, the total, according to this, the American Farm Bureau, would come to the amount of $48.90. And that is for turkey, the side dishes, and dessert. But if you're fancy, like some people, that they say, I don't just want turkey, I want some ham too. Well, you better add $12.82, and that would be, your total would be $61.72 if you have to have the ham, the russet potatoes, and the green beans on that too. So
I would just go to honey baked ham, just do the whole thing.
Yeah, because you can't just have turkey these days.
Yeah, get the full spread.
get the full spread, man.
Yeah.
You owe it to yourself.
And you know what? You can't just have pumpkin pie. It has to be, it has to be, you have to have some other kind of cream pie, either coconut or chocolate or something else. People are fancy.
That's not what Fat Boy's thinking.
What is Fat Boy thinking? Apple?
Yes.
I'll show
apple
you a
cream pie?
No, apple or some other cherry. I don't know what
close.
All right, then. So.
Is it raining?
They're pulling boxes of toys around.
Oh, okay, great.
Wow. Top boxes.
Top box.
It's getting exciting.
It's a top box. That's right. That's right.
All right, well, I'm Paige, and those are your Eyes Guys headlines.
Thank you, Paige. The kinkiest dog, which one would it be?
Kinky?
Yeah.
Probably a poodle.
Poodle?
I mean, some form of wiener, you would think.
You would think so. Rotten weenie. That's what it is.
Bull wiener.
All right. We have to take a little break here. We'll catch up on everything. So, Rise Guys 28-hour show for Toys for Tots, still live at the Bonsecour Wellness Arena, brought to you by attorney Rob Inario. We'll be back right after this.
Hey, this is Jeremy Clements, driver of the number 51 of the NASCAR Xfinity Series, and you're listening to Rise Guys.
All right, let's get it on!
It's on 93.3, The Planet Rocks.